Right, final explanation for this Braille display series that I've done today with the Braillant 64. And it is an absolutely brilliant display. What can I say? Brilliant. I like the idea that Humanware called it a brilliant. It is actually a Baum display, but it's been rebadged a brilliant. I could probably put the Baum firmware on it and get away with it, but I'm not going to do that. But it's probably a Baum Vario or something. I think it is a Baum Vario, but just with rebadged software to make it a Humanware display. But yeah, it's running on serial port for a very good reason, and I'll explain why I'm doing that, because I can run it on USB with machines that I choose to do so, machines that I don't have serial ports on, which there's only one in this house that does have it, and it's Quinn. And the reason I'm using it via serial is because I can free that USB port to do something else. My old display has a serial port, but I don't have the cable for it. Otherwise, I would have run that on serial port, because it runs, you know, serial ports can still run Braille displays as efficiently as what USB can do them. So I figured, why not run it on an older standard that still runs very well, but is, you know, an old standard that people have pretty much forgotten about, but one of my machines still has the capability to run that standard. So why not? My thought is, hell, let's do it. You know, USB is great. And yes, every machine in the world today, as of the new machines of the day, still have USB. In fact, every machine, if it's in its right frame of mind, has a USB port, which is how it should be, which is fine. But not every older machine has it. And I do think that the older Braillant displays, which is what this is Braillant first generation, they've thought of everything. They've got all the three major connectivity standards going. They've got USB, they've got Bluetooth, and they've also got the USB standard. So, you know, this little puppy is not just, you know, I can use this on any machine I own, which is better than I could do with my Alva, which, don't get me wrong, the old Alva is not a bad display. It really isn't. It's a lot older. I mean, this thing, that the Alva was long since dropped from 64-bit JAWS. I mean, seriously, it's long since dropped from 64-bit JAWS support. But this new one, I think, will support the 64-bit machines. Looks like my battery on this thing is charged as well, which is even a better bonus. But yeah, this little, you know, this thing is amazing. It's a lovely little display. Oh, I just beat that because I unplugged it and took the charger out. And so yeah, I've just unplugged my serial port from it. You know, this thing is bloody brilliant, guys. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't know what sort of, you know, I don't know what sort of thing this thing's capable of doing yet. I've only just messed with it for about an hour or two since I got the thing in the post earlier on today. And we were worrying about this for a while. But I'm going to do something really stupid. I'm in a stupid kind of mood. So let's just go grab somewhat random. Here it is. I want this thing. I'm going to see if I can power my old wizard game from the serial port on my computer. I don't think it'll do it, but we're gonna try it. As the power connection to the Braille display is exactly the same as what my wizard game uses, we might have a backup plan for running that thing, if we absolutely have to do so. So let's try it. There's nothing to harm, it won't break it, it won't break the serial port. It'll just not power the wizard. Let's just plug this in here. If that powers it, I'll laugh. Nah, it's unpower it. I didn't know if it would. But nah, it doesn't do it. Sorry, guys. I thought it would do it, but it doesn't. But this Braille display is absolutely immaculate. I've not seen anything like this. I mean, my other one is, you know, my other one was given to me as is. It was given to me. I cannot complain to the people who gave it me, and I'm not going to mention them because they don't do social media. Certain people know who they are, a certain person knows who they are, certain people know who they are, but I'm not going to mention them live on Audio Boo because I don't want to break their trust, and that's not really fair. So, you know, that's the way I'm going to keep it. I love this thing. I love the old Alva, which I'm going to keep. I'm going to put that on the Mac, I think. I'm going to get the display cleaned up, and I'm going to put it on the Mac. I'm going to run this one as a, not a pocket display, certainly not a pocket display, although I've got it in my right hand, and I'm not even, you know, I'm not even bothered by the fact that it's in my right hand. It is so thin, it looks like a piece of 2x1, you know, a piece of 2x3x1 wood. I don't know. It looks like a piece of wood. You know, the width of it looks like a, just feels like a wooden plank. You know, it's not very wide. It's, let me see, it's, well, slightly wider than an iPhone. But, you know, if you put the iPhone 6 to its very back edge, it's about 1/4 inch. So it's 4 inch, you know, about four inches, whatever. You know, it's nice. And I can't say anything better than
unlock.
The fact that that thing is just pure nice.
Audio boom, close,
it really button. Is nice. What I'm now going to do is I'm going to do this. Well, and Chris can get his act together. I'm going to power up this thing and I'm going to read the manual and see if we can work out how the hell we deal with this thing. So yeah, let's do this. Thanks to Donna for the allowing of purchase of said display. Took me a while to get the thing, but man, it's worth it. I would have had this a few months ago, but a MacBook Air came in my wake, so I grabbed that thing. But this will work fine with it, so we ain't gonna grumble at all. We're not gonna grumble at all. This thing is just perfect. So let's let the old Sarah start up, and I'm gonna look at the user Welcome manual for that thing, and I will catch you guys later.
New document recording.
There's a page under the camera.